What you doing? I'm your Otakutainer, the AC Stories with this Otakutainment Reviews. I'm talking about the newly released in English manga called Our Aimless Nights or Yoru no Mani Mani, Chapter 1 by Komori. Komori is also known for the manga Kogare Ai. Now there's a whole credit list for the people that worked on the English version of it, so here we go. The translator is John Mitsuko Cash, translator editor is Sarah Birch, the letterer is Barry Schrager, the cover designer is Glenn Esop, quality control editor is DSJ, the brand manager is Evan Minto, and the production manager is Cynthia Kim. It originally debuted in Japan on Futabashi's web action website in July 2022, but Ozuki released the first four chapters for free in English on April 4th, 2024, but it's really five if you have a free account because it's a Ozuki series, so it will update weekly until it catches up to the Japan release. For the description of the series, because really this first chapter is just the description anyways, cheerful, energetic high school girl Chika and shy reserve boy Waya couldn't be more different. But they have a secret. Every Wednesday after 9 p.m. they meet outside the convenience store where Waya works. Bit by bit, under the light of the moon, a unique connection begins to blossom in this enchanting coming-of-age love story. And like I said, this first chapter, it really is just that description and nothing more. It's a good thing Ozuki added the four or five chapters together all at once, because this first chapter is only 13 pages, and that includes the title and credit pages, so there's only 11 pages of story. Super short. It literally just tells you that these two have known each other for a year and meet up. That's it, they tell you. The perfect example of tell don't show, because it literally tells you, because it doesn't show why or how yet. It's literally the description. If you read that, you wouldn't even need to read this first chapter. There's not much to talk about since the description says it all, for this first chapter at least. I'll try. So, Waya's personality is actually pretty accurate to the description, but I would say Chika is not as cheerful and energetic in this chapter as the description would say, and I feel like that could be because Chika is matching Waya's energy, or just flustered from having this year-long crush. Up to this point, a year-long of something has been building, and I guess now Chika has kind of changed in personality to be more like Waya. We don't really see more of Waya yet, because most of this is going to take place from Chika's point of view. So, this chapter starts off with Chika Aoyama, full name, only character we get with full name, hanging out with friends, and one just little thing to point out, there's a typo right away. It's like the third or fourth speech bubble in the whole series. Line, the like messaging app that's used a lot in Japan, and you see a lot of anime, it's spelled with a Y, and I was like, is that just one of those brand things where they try to change the brand just to be something different? No, because later it's spelled how it normally spelled, L-I-N-E. It's a weird typo. And at the very beginning, I just want to point it out because it was so obvious to me, and I don't know why how it was looked over, especially if line is used correctly later. I don't know. Anyways, random thing, but there's not much else to talk about. Might as well throw that out. So as they leave the classroom to go to PE because it's a Wednesday, PE has nothing to do with it, but Chika's excited. It's pointed out by our friends because it's Wednesday. They don't know the secret that comes later in the night. Yeah. So yeah, while they're doing that, Chika comes across Waya. Doesn't say anything but blushes, and then an inner monologue is what reveals that it's been a year-long crush. Now we cut to Waya getting off work at the convenience store, and Chika is outside waiting. Aww. And going back to that pee thing a little bit, I want to note that Chika says it's not cold when Waya asks. But we saw earlier that she complained that the gym was cold. Weird. Okay. So Waya gives Chika a pizza bun. They talk about avoiding each other earlier today, each one blaming the other about Chika buying a cat boss belly wrap because cold or whatever. And then just, you know, a little chit-chat vibe. But throughout this, Chika gives off a tiny bit of tsundere energy now. But does admit to herself that those 10-ish minutes are a favorite time of the world. And then that's it. That's the chapter. Nothing happens. Really. There's only 11 pages of story. I like long stuff. But it really... I'm just glad there's more chapters. That's all I can say. But from here, at least with the chapters released so far, it goes back to the beginning. Of course, I already read it all. It's super short. I read all of it so quick. But just to let you know what's going on ahead of time, it goes back to the beginning, to where this whole crush starts. Chika's personality is different. I'm only reviewing the first chapter because that's what I do with these first chapter reviews, because that's going to be the first impression people get. But it does go on to something different with the later chapters. And I'm glad Chika's not too overly energetic. I'm glad there's like this personality change, because this is a typical dynamic you see in manga couples, a really energetic one and a more reserved one. It makes me think, especially of You and I Are Polar Opposites, a manga you can find on Manga Plus. And it's the same thing, super energetic, friendly girl with a more reserved guy who's just doing whatever. Except for Chika's not as over the top as in the other manga, so I'm fine with that. And to see that Chika's energy kind of starts to match wise too is neat, and it gives me something to look forward to after this first chapter. And then when I do read on, it's like, oh, these two chapters are pretty much two different Chikas. Now I'm looking forward to seeing how Chika becomes more like that as the crush grows, and I guess see more of Wario, because even with the five chapters I read so far, you don't get much of Wario's perspective. But overall, this is a cute, innocent story. It's not going to be episodic. It's not going to be like every chapter is just going to be them talking outside of a convenience store. So that's nice. There is an overall story, because that's kind of what the description made it seem like. And you see stuff like that. Maybe if this was to be an anime, it'd be one of those that are like maybe a few minutes long each. So it's not going to be like that. There's an actual story. And I'm looking forward to where it's going to go, because I like stuff like this. I'm a big rom-com kind of person. There's not a whole lot of comedy aspects to it, so it will be just more cute, wholesome romance to it. And there's a little bit of humorous side to past Chika, so we'll see what it's like. Now, to talk about the title, you know, it is nice and at least more poetic than if you a literal translation of the Japanese title, which means more along something like occasional nights, which, yeah, I guess it's one night a week. But overall, it's just referring to those nights of them being together, not really having a goal or reason, but still just being together for whatever they're going to do. Pretty much just chit-chat talk for now, but we'll get to see it grow and do more. So, yeah, like I said, I'm looking forward to it. Even though there wasn't much to this, I still like it. And maybe you do too. Let me know. You can leave a comment. You can find me on social media, The AC Stories. You can email me at theacstories@gmail.com or join my Discord where we can talk there. And I also have a Ko-fi. I'd like to thank my Ko-fi members, Vix Lab and Julio Vasquez. If you also want to help support me just a little bit, I appreciate it, but you don't have to. Links will be in the description for everything. But if you liked what I had to say, go ahead and give it a like. If you want to easily keep up with these reviews and more, go ahead and subscribe. But that is it for this first review of Our Aimless Nights. I've been your Taco Tanner, The AC Stories. Until next time, thank you so much, and bye.